We're continuing with Chayodim, Klalam and Aleph, Simen Dalet. Asur lecha sefer Torah, biyadayim oroim biyadayim. You can't touch the sefer Torah without a cloth in between your hand and the sefer Torah. Im lo yedei beged hamafsik. The only way you can touch sefer Torah is with some type of cloth in between. So, this halacha applies to the sefer Torah. Regards to holding the ate, that's the actual klaf, the actual parchment. Regards to holding the ate chayim, there are some people which are makbid, but holding the staves, the wooden staves, the roller part of it, that the person should not touch that either with directly with bare hands, and they use a talus or something in between their hand and holding the atzei chayim, but that's not the ikur psak. The ikur psak is that's permitted. If a person has a need to touch the sefer Torah, for example, to fix it or something of that situation, he has to correct the letter. By doing so, he has to touch into the klaf. He should wash his hands beforehand. But washing his hands beforehand does not make him mutter unless there's that type of situation. A situation where a person is doing galila, and sometimes the parchment is dropping down and needs to be raised up. So the person who's going to help by raising it should use some type of garment, a talus or something of that sort in between his hand and the sefer Torah. In regards to touching other sorim of Tanakh, written like a sefer Torah, written in a scroll, a megillah. Some places have all of the megillahs on a klaf. Some places have the neviim on a klaf. So a person in that situation is allowed to touch it directly, but a person should wash his hands beforehand. A person washes his hands before davening and goes straight into the laning and the naftara. We assume that his hands are clean. And he does not need to wash his hands special, but actually he washes his hands for davening, and he kept his hands pure because of tefillah. But a person would be picking up the klaf to roll it. A person is picking up a megillah not in the circumstances of davening. A person should wash his hands beforehand before touching those sorim. But washing hands that's not a heter for sefer Torah unless there's going to be a tzarech of the sefer Torah to fix it or something of that sort. Okay, simen hey, a karmi b'torah tzarech likris ima makre mila b'mila b'lachash. So the person who gets the aliyah should read along with the one who is laning. We have the Balkare, and then you have the Ola. The Ola should read along with the Balkare. In some places, it's the opposite, that the Ola reads, and the Balkare reads along quietly, or helps him when he gets stuck. And that's why the Balkare is there. But either way, we can't have a situation where two people are reading out loud, but we do want the Arla to read along. In the case of the Balkare, is the one who's reading out loud. The person who gets the Aliyah needs to read along with him. The Shulchan Aruch is very strong in this position, to the point he says that possibly it's a bracha levatola if a person doesn't read along, because he's getting the Aliyah and he has to read. So from the Ramah, it's clear that he holds it in a situation where it's not possible. A person does not need to read along. For example, a person, according to the Ramah, a person who's blind, who's a summa, who's blind, can get an aliyah, even though he can't read along because he has to read from the klaf, which he's not able to do. So he just listens to the kriya of the balkare. That's sufficient, because he is reading through the Balkari. It's as if he's reading from the Sefer Torah. So the Koran Dermoy, you see that the idea of not reading along is not ma'akir b'diavad. In the case of Pshat HaTchak, it's okay. But according to Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah agrees in the case of it's not a Pshat HaTchak, a person has to read along with the Balkari. So one example where he would not read along, because the Pshat HaTchak would be if he gets an aliyah during Berachas Kriya Shema, or he gets an aliyah during Halal, Rosh Chodesh, he's a little behind, he's still saying Halal, and he gets an aliyah, or it's Yom Tov and he's a little behind, still saying halal, and he gets an aliyah, he's a kohen, and they call him up, and they don't realize that he's still saying halal. So in that situation, he would go up and he would say the baruch hu and say the brachas, but he would not read along with the balkare. He would rely on this opinion of the Ramah, because it's considered a hafsik to read, so you only have to read along with that, so you'd be master of the brachas. Once he's called, he has to go up. But the kriya, and the kriya itself, he would rely on the opinion that a person does not need to read along. That being said, we need to stress again, in any other situation, a person has to read along with the balkare. The next question the Chacham will deal with is, how loud should he be reading along? When he's reading along, how loud should he be doing that kriya that he's doing along with the balkare? Have a good morning.